Hi, I'm Mike Sklenz, and this is Nintendo World Report's Connectivity Podcast, episode 132, I Send a Robot. This week we've got one major segment for you on E3 2014 and our thoughts on Nintendo's plans, and that's it. Unfortunately, the curse of corrupt audio files struck our second segment, so we don't have one for you this week. I'm really sorry about that, but enjoy the episode.
Hey, so Nintendo talked about what they're going to do for E3.
Oh, is it going to be some awesome press conference like usual?
Well, it might be. First, let's introduce who's here. I'm Neil Ronahan, and with me is Zach Miller. Ah! You heard his lovely voice. And Alex Kalafi.
Hey, everybody.
So, Nintendo's E3 plan, as of now, they revealed it in a pretty humorous Mega 64 video, which I thought was well done. It involved Reggie Fils-Aimé. If you haven't seen it, I kind of recommend it.
Mega 64 is kind of becoming like a weird part of everyone's marketing plan, aren't they?
Yeah, because they did the Konami stuff a while ago.
They did the Spike TV thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's not they're just comedy guys. Like, it's not like they're pretending to be game journalists.
No, I just think it's funny that this is the way you move up in the world, and I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. They probably get to do really cool stuff, like make the president of Nintendo of America pretend to be a mech. And then they probably get good money, too, I would assume. But so that's how they introduced everything for E3. And here is, I guess, kind of the four pillars of Nintendo's E3 presentation. Just to clear everything up first. They're still going to have a booth. As far as I know, it will be the same size as their booths have been for the past couple years. That is not changing at all. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But here's what they're doing. They will be hosting a Super Smash Bros. Wii U tournament for, I think they said, 16 of the best players with announcers and all that jazz. And that will be happening in the Nokia Theater, which, for those keeping score at home, outside of last year when they didn't have the press conference, the Nokia Theater is where they have held their press conferences every year since the return to the Big Bad E3 in 2009.
So
that's basically, I mean, they're still renting out the space that they would normally hold a press conference in. It's just this time they're having a Smash Brothers tournament.
That's weird. But
they're
cool.
Using the Wii U game as the actual tournament game. Like, they're not using an older version.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how they're going to do that. They didn't really give too many details other than I'm 99% sure they said 16 players.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
And they said, like, more details were coming soon. And I'm curious to see what players those are. They did kind of clue into saying there were going to be announcers and stuff like that. I think it could be really neat in a really nice olive branch out to the esports community. I think is Melee going to be at EVO again? I think it is.
I think it is.
Final destination, no items, the only way to play, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they're going to do for glory for this, so. Cool. Yes.
Well, I guess now that we are. Actually, you know what? I'll wait until we get to the other Smash Bros. Thing.
Yeah. I guess let's get to that. No, we should save that for the end. May as well do it in kind of like an order of importance / surprise. I don't know.
Sure. Well, then I guess now that I'm here, I think that because they're doing the tournament thing, and I think because they've revealed so many characters, I think there's a chance, a slight chance, that we might get the full character select screen at E3. Because there's
probably
29 characters, and I think they might pull a Super Street Fighter 4 and just go, fuck, here's everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Well, I mean, I guess there are probably still a couple of spoilers, and you know what? I wouldn't really be surprised if there are still more characters to be revealed, even at E3.
Mr. Game & Watch.
I think it's Crom and Veterans.
Like, they might just have, you know, the ones that are announced, those will be a part of the tournament, and there might be some hidden ones that they might save.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if I recall, this was back when I first started with NWR, but I know that they did have the kind of dumb thing where, like, even though Snake and Sonic were on the back of the box, were technically embargoed from talking about that, like that.
I remember that too. You couldn't talk about how they play, right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, yeah, I think Zach, you were actually on staff when that was relevant for me. I think I joined like that month, so you might know better than I would.
Well, my memory's shit, so who knows? You're probably right.
So the other thing they're doing with Smash Brothers is, much like the Best Buy events last year, they're going to be bringing Smash Brothers for Wii U to Best Buy's quote-unquote across the nation.
Quote-unquote not Alaska.
Yeah, I think the numbers last year were 10 to 15% of Best Buy's, which from seeing how I actually went to the one, I think because I had them on like Wednesday and Saturday, so when I got back from E3, I stopped by one at a Best Buy near me, and it was a complete clusterfuck. So people might be like, oh, I had to drive 8 hours or whatever. That was the closest one to me. It might be better off, because if they were run that poorly with a limited amount, I can only imagine if they went for like 70% of Best Buy's, because that would just be a complete total disaster as opposed to a cluster.
It's also only one game this year, which I think is interesting. Oh, well, I think
it's better for the smarter. Best Buy's.
I guess, Zach, you couldn't have gone, and Alex, did you go to one when you got back from E3 at all?
No, I got all my playtime at E3 last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really just went because it was like 20 minutes away, and I met up with a reader or two. That was fun. I wasn't going there to play, because I would have had to wait for a very long time and gotten there like 2 hours before it started.
Just watch people play.
But the problem
with
having is they only had one TV, and each person would put in a request for a game that they would want to play, and then they would have to switch to a different game. So that just became kind of a mess. So that's probably why they're just going to one game, because I imagine they'll probably still have the one TV set up, and it will probably still be based on whatever Nintendo sales reps are in the area, and depending on if the Best Buy wants to actually do what they're supposed to do and assist the Nintendo sales, like the Nintendo retail rep that's there running.
Right.
Do you think there's a chance that maybe putting Smash Bros. Only suggests that they might not have anything else at the show this year that even touches Smash Bros.?
I don't know. Even if they had something really surprising and amazing, I still don't think it would be at the same level.
No,
Smash
it's not going to touch
Smash Bros. I think Smash Brothers is a unique beast that even if they were like, let's say come E3 Nintendo drops like an Uncharted 4 level kind of game.
Which is actually Uncharted 4. It moved to Nintendo.
Yeah. Like that's where everyone who left Naughty Dog went. No. But let's say it is something like our wildest dreams happen. They have a 2D Metroid. They have Star Foxes. Like, I still don't think those games could be as big as Smash Brothers.
Well, they don't even have the same, like, they don't have the same cachet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could be that, you know, there could be a game that winds up being like the big fall game, and it outshines and outsells Smash Brothers or something like that. But even, you know, if that game is revealed at E3, Smash Brothers will still be a bigger deal. I don't think that reveals anything of what they're packing coming into E3. I think they're just Smash Brothers is their huge, huge horse right now, and they're going to keep on backing that. I mean,
and Mario
it was even
Kart.
Evident last year at E3.
Well, Mario Kart will be out.
I know it'll be out, but they've got what Neil said. I think that's going to be their current workhorse. They're putting a month of, is it like a month of PR behind that?
For what?
Mario Kart?
I think this might have been the end of the huge. Well, actually, no, there is going to be a lot of commercials and advertisements throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, Mario Kart 8 is also another huge horse they're backing.
I think they'll move from Mario Kart 8 to Smash Brothers.
Yep. And I don't think that really undercuts anything else that might come out on Wii U.
No.
Although, I mean, not to get into super pessimism mode, I don't really know what else. Like, I guess Yarn Yoshi, maybe X, Bayonetta 2.
I think they reveal Zelda this year, but it's in no way playable.
Yeah, I have a feeling Zelda will get a reveal.
They'll have a Twilight Princess
Smash Brothers
trailer
last year.
Probably close to Twilight Princess.
Like Zelda Zelda Wii U will be like the show stopping reveal.
Yeah,
but it won't be there other than like Anuma giving interviews.
But there will be a trailer, I think.
Yeah, no, I think there definitely. I think there has to be a trailer.
We'll know what the game is at least.
Yeah, like, but it might be like when they that first. Not the image. I wouldn't even be surprised if there's a playable demo, but I think it would be more of like a proof of concept demo, like that early Skyward Sword demo.
Yeah.
Where that early Skyward Sword demo was just kind of a hodgepodge of sections that were kind of spread throughout the game, and it was just like a proof of concept, like, here's how the controls work.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Fight a spider. But then, so the other part, other than the Smash Brothers fun, they're going to be doing a Nintendo Digital event that is going to be a video that is streamed, pre-recorded, I assume.
Now, Neil,
it's going to be similar to a Nintendo Direct, but not exactly a Nintendo Direct.
It'll okay, because I was going to say, that event. Sounds a lot like a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, but they were very explicit in saying that it is not a Nintendo Direct, it is a Nintendo Digital event.
I think it's going to be bigger. I think it's going to be longer than the one last year.
Yeah, bigger,
I think it'll be an hour.
I think they have more to show off this year, because it... Yeah. Actually, just quickly, now that we're on this... it seems like they have been holding back reveals for a little while. Like, the last few Nintendo Directs haven't had that many, like, game announcements that you would expect during that time frame. So I wonder if they're saving more for E3 as opposed to just having Donkey Kong last year.
No, see, here's the thing. With Nintendo Direct, they don't need E3 to announce shit anymore. They can announce it throughout the year, so there's really no reason to save shit for E3.
Well, the stuff they're doing in 2014 is less than 2013.
Yeah, but they haven't really announced any, outside of Tomodachi Life coming out before E3, they haven't really said shit about anything coming. Like, I was actually looking at I was confirming some sales numbers for I think 3DS at the end of the third quarter of the fiscal year. And I looked at, they have like in every fiscal year report, they have like, here's the upcoming games. For 3DS, the last ones mentioned are Kirby and Mario Golf. I mean, we do know Tomodachi Life, you know, that's coming out. That wasn't in there. But there isn't anything listed past that on 3DS. Oh, and Smash Brothers. I totally forgot it.
We find out what the big fall game is this E3, I think.
We don't know anything, like, not even really a hint, other than, like, maybe Majora's Mask's 3D or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We don't have anything more than a hint of what's to come on 3DS after Smash Bros.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And there is something, I'm sure.
Yeah, who knows what they could be. And I think that'll be a big part of their E3 Nintendo Digital event. And Wii U, we don't know much NFC. Outside of, I mean, we know like loose ideas of games. I guess Bayonetta 2 is a little more fully formed. X, I wouldn't be surprised if it's only a trailer. I would hope for a demo or something. That would be really cool. A demo, to me, would show that that's actually coming out in North America within, like, a year, which I'm not really expecting. I think it'll be out in Japan sooner, but who knows about America?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Bayonetta 2, X, Yarn Yoshi. And then there's, NFC. Like, that stuff that's... And Hyrule Warriors and Shin Megami Tensei Fire Emblem, if that's even still... thing.
We don't know how it's going to be integrated, but like, yeah, as I was saying, the NFC game is going to be at E3. Whatever plans they have for NFC, we are going to see them this year, and I think that is tied to whatever Miyamoto's game is.
Yeah, because he's been working on that supposedly for quite a long time.
Yeah. This seems like the kind of project it would be that they would task him with. Like, make this NFC make sense and be amazing.
Huh.
Yep.
I guess we should probably talk a little bit about the actual conference itself, as opposed to the press conferences of previous years. Like, do you think this is a permanent thing, that it's going to be...
Yep.
So you don't think... You think this 2 years is enough to say they probably won't do a press conference ever again?
Here's... And this is a little bit speculation, just judging from how last year went. Is I think last year was kind of not necessarily a rough draft, but they tried this new thing and they saw some shit blow up with it. It didn't work as well as they thought. With the issues with the streaming, even the press event that they had after the live stream, where it was basically like a bunch of people crammed into their booth, and they had a lot of news out of there, but I could barely fucking hear anything. It was just really weird. And I think this year they're gonna. It's basically this is the second draft. They're trying again, and I hope and expect that this year will run smoother. I think that it seems like they're going to be using YouTube more and more Which will probably mean that the stream's actually going to be stable. Because last year, I think it was, what, Ustream only?
Yeah, it was. So. And it was terrible.
So that issue should hopefully be resolved. And I hope that whatever announcements they have, they kind of make them hit better. Because if you think about last year, like, all the Smash Brothers stuff was kind of cool. And, I mean, we might have been a little unexcited at the time for Tropical Freeze. But, like, the games were pretty good. It's just that I think it was the delivery of the announcements that were disappointing. And it seems like they've learned from that by, Alex, like you said, how they're kind of like holding back reveals, it seems, that they're, instead of telling us, like, you're going to get a new Mario Kart and a new 3D Mario, we're going to talk more about them at E3, they're just not really saying anything. I think Anuma might have said something back in the fall around Link Between Worlds saying that there was going to be something Zelda Wii U related at E3, but that was in the fall. They've been pretty mum as to what's actually going to be at E3 content-wise other than Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I hope there's a lot of surprises this year, and not just for Nintendo's sake, not just for business or whatever, but I think the biggest disappointment of last E3 was that the only game we didn't actually know about was Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, and I hope to God that it's not the same kind of case where it's just like there's that one token game that we didn't know about, but because I mean it could be. I'm of two minds on this as someone who is going to E3 this year. I was talking to you earlier about how I remember last year when we found out that there wasn't going to be a press conference. It was Alex. It was your first E3, and you were kind of pissed off because you're like, I'm missing out on the full experience.
Sure.
And I was kind of, I mean, yes, I had been to other E3, so I did get the, you know, the press conference experience and everything. But I was kind of like, oh, you know, it could still be good. But this year was the year when I heard that they're doing the digital event again. I'm like, there's a part of me that's like, why am I even going? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, I'm of two minds in the sense that I think that they could have a really good show. I think they could surprise us. They could wow us. I will always hold out that hope, however unlikely it might be as time goes on. And then there's another part of me that we're going to go there. There's going to be a Bayonetta 2 demo. There's going to be Smash Brothers. There's going to be Zelda Wii U, maybe. Yarn Yoshi and, like, Shin Megami Tensei Fire Emblem and X. That's, like, the most that we'll have. I hope that's not the case. I hope there's something that we didn't expect. Something that's, you know, makes it go like, oh, wow, this is really fucking rad.
Yeah, it was, I really regretted, well, I didn't regret, but I wanted to cut back on spendings this year, so I ended up going to PAX East and, instead of E3 and spending a third of the money, and I don't quite regret it as much knowing that the Best Buy that's 20 minutes from my house probably will be one of the Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Locations.
So you'll still get to check out Smash.
And, the digital event means that I'm probably getting the same experience as many of the journalists, only on better Wi-Fi, just specifically as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
It softens the blow a little bit. Like, there's obviously plenty of reasons to want to go to E3. Like, there's still going to be the games. There's still going to be all the people there. There's still going to be the experience. But I think the way they're doing it now makes me feel a little bit less envious, or like I really need to spend $1,000 to go to Los Angeles to see everything.
Yeah. I mean, not to be like, I hope that you regret it, but I hope that you regret it because I hope it's a really good show.
Well, no, I won't. I don't regret it if other people have fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I'm getting more than I would get in 2009 from this exact same.
Very true.
Experience.
And I mean, that's the thing that it's something that came up a lot when they were talking about this is, oh, why don't they just put demos on the eShop? And I kept on pointing out an article that I wrote a year ago when people were saying literally the exact same thing. And you put something up on the eShop, it's kind of always going to be there. And that needs to go through testing. And that takes time that could be used to make games, test other games, have games come out on time, etc., etc. When Nintendo is already a company that is pushing back Mario Kart later than they probably want it to, when they're delaying Donkey Kong later than they want it to, when they're having so much trouble with HD games in general, you know, maybe putting the time into making demos that they can publicly release before games are out, maybe that's not the smartest thing to do.
Games also need to make as much impact as they possibly can, and if you do put a demo of Smash on the eShop, a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun with that demo. And in fact, they might have so much fun with that demo that by the time the game actually comes out, I'm not saying they won't buy it, they won't be, that they'll be dissuaded from buying it, but a lot of people might actually go, you know what, I've already played so much of this great demo, maybe I can wait a few months.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, I still think a Smash beta would be a really good idea.
But not yet. That's
yeah, I think you can, I think in all honesty, you do that in between the 3DS and the Wii U release.
Yeah.
It's in like, okay, you've played the 3DS version, now check out this Wii U version, and here's like an exclusive Wii U mode.
Sure. There was that, I guess, does anyone have anything to add? But that fourth pillar seemed kind of weird and interesting, too.
Oh, as far as the last thing that they talked about, which is they're going to have Nintendo Treehouse at E3, where it will be unscripted live streaming demos and stuff on
That's
the E3
cool.
show floor during E3 hours.
It's a constant stream. Swear.
Yeah, I've heard one of them swear before. yeah, I have. Yeah, I think I've already talked about this on the show, but it always makes me laugh. There was this one time where I was at a Nintendo World Store event in New York City, and the guy who played Gary from Nintendo Week was there, and he was dressed up as Dark Gary, and it was really rainy outside, and he slipped and fell down the stairs. it was hysterical. I don't care if that's like the eighth time I've told this story. It never gets old.
Suck it, Dark Gary!
Yeah, I mean, he was in character, too, because me and this other guy just saw this happen. We're like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine.
Dark Gary's a method actor.
Yeah. The Treehouse guys. No, the Treehouse guys are probably the best parts of Nintendo Directs. They're all really personable. They're all, like, you know, good public speakers for the most part. I mean, you can definitely tell some of them get nervous during some of them. That's because, you know, their trade is more like localization and behind the scenes stuff than it is public speaking. But I mean, that's where you got Bill Trinan and you have a lot of other people.
I guess just as good. I think the crazy thing about Bill Trinan especially is that you can see his evolution as a public speaker throughout the Nintendo Directs.
You can see his evolution of a public speaker from the past 15 years of Nintendo press conferences.
Oh, he was doing that shit in 2001, too, as like a localizer, right?
He's always, yeah, at least as far, I mean, definitely as far back as like 2000, 2001, he's been Miyamoto's translator.
There's
a really kind of funny video. I think because we've been kind of going back into the archives to what we have for the E3 that happened 10 years ago. And I think that we had footage of E3 2001 that we put up around E3 2011. I believe it is on the YouTube somewhere on the Nintendo World Report channel. But it's Bill Trinan with like this, like a computer hacker, like long banged haircut. And he's, translating Miyamoto talking about Pikmin. I mean, it just because a lot of those guys have been there for a very long time. Tim O'Leary's another one. He's been although he's usually only at like the round table discussions.
But he's become like one of the main personalities, like at least as far as America goes. Like it's Reggie, him, and Nate Bildorf, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bildorf is still primarily like a more hands-on localizer. I think Trinan at this point is kind of like executive level.
Yeah.
I forget what his exact title is, but I know he has been promoted several times since I've even been a staffer at Nintendo World Report. Because I think I interviewed him for Wii Sports Resort and he had a different title then. I forgot what it is.
That business part of Nintendo, that's always like, even though I like doing this for a little while, I realized that there is a total business side to Nintendo. They are totally a fucking business. The part of the that Mega 64 video that like messed me up the most was that one moment when Reggie, the Mecha Reggie, walks into the room and the lady is talking about business figures, and then there's that part of me that just goes, "Oh yeah, fuck, Nintendo cares about money."
Yeah.
Yeah, they care a lot about money.
I mean, as far as talking about the Nintendo Digital event, and I've been thinking about this because I've been absolutely adoring what they've been doing with Nintendo Directs. As far as these game-focused ones, like I think the Smash Brothers one Well, I think probably one of the best Nintendo Directs was a lot more, I guess, normal compared to what they've done. Like, the Mario Kart 8 went out today, which is just, like, this weird, like, N64 promo video style of presentation that I didn't realize I was going to watch it. I expected it to be 10 minutes long, and it was fucking
35
minutes. Like, holy crap. And then the Tomodachi Life Direct was really funny. And I mean, the Mega 64 E3 video was really funny too, and I hope that whatever they do with this digital event, that it has that same levity. Like I want to see them embrace the weird a little bit. Maybe they can't go that far out for the E3 presentation for the Nintendo digital event, but I hope they still make it goofy and not in a look. It's Iwata looking at a banana, like actually funny.
Yeah, it's I think funny Nintendo is probably the best Nintendo. Actually, agreed. You know what? Game Nintendo is the best Nintendo. But after that, funny Nintendo is the best Nintendo because
they are just they're really
funny
goofy.
In a weird way.
Yep.
It's a little alternative, which I think is always pretty nice. Like you never see a real joke in a Nintendo like video that's trying to be funny. But it's all weird shit that almost touches Tim and Eric level.
Yeah, like I mean, more grounded. That Mario Kart 8 video is so goddamn out there. Yeah. Like it's kind of beautiful in its own dumb little way.
Well, I do have the E3 email from Adman.
Oh yeah. We should have read that at the fucking top of the show.
You know what? Instead of doing just a little closing thoughts sort of thing, we might as well read this and do a couple responses.
Go for it. Read away.
Sure. From Adman, Nintendo is hosting another digital event for E3. Holy shit, Veronica Taylor. Sorry, that's awesome. The interweb seemed to be reacting much better this time. Is this the end of the E3 press conference? No offense, but a growing number of fans get Nintendo news directly from Nintendo. And press events are for, well, press. The press can still recap web events and give very important hands-on impressions of games for gamers that are not invited. How long do you think Microsoft and Sony will continue to host expensive events for a handful of gamers? Do you guys go to E3 personally? The answer to that one is yes, generally.
And I send a robot.
Yeah,
will
Zachbot.
Will you miss the Nintendo Live events? Does the Nintendo booth make up for it to the attendees?
No.
To that one, there definitely is something to be said about the Nintendo press conference experience, especially coming from someone whose very first E3 was the very year they presumably stopped doing it.
Yeah. From having been to a handful of those E3 press conferences, I mean, I think it is a little overblown, the kind of mystique about it. Like, it ain't really all that different from what Microsoft and Sony do, except for it's Nintendo instead of Microsoft or Sony.
It seems like there's a bit more hype there, like a lot more cheering.
Yeah, well, I think Nintendo's historically more secretive about what they're revealing.
Mm-hmm.
They're better at keeping secrets. They've also had some really big duds at those press conferences. Like, remember Wii Music?
Remember 30 Minutes of Nintendo Land?
Yeah, that was crazy too. And that's what killed it. Remember that.
I do remember that.
I don't really think they're saving oodles of money by not doing them, because if you look at it this way, they are still renting out the goddamn Nokia Theater to hold the Smash Bros. Tournament.
True.
Which is way more risky.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's the thing, is I think it's just, they're trying to do something different. I hope it works for them. I don't know if it will. People definitely keep on saying about, like, that the value of an E3 press conference is overblown. But I kind of disagree to an extent. There were other factors to why PlayStation 4 and Xbox One did well. But even with the negative buzz that Microsoft had at E3 with Xbox One, like, I think the fact that they were out there with their stuff and they got national coverage out of it, I think that might have done better for them in the long run.
Some people actually holding a press conference, as far as first parties are concerned, to be synonymous with attending E3s. Because he asks, how long do you think Microsoft and Sony will continue to host expensive events for a handful of gamers? Well, if they don't hold those expensive events, there's a chance some people who aren't at E3 will say, well, Microsoft and Sony just didn't show up. by holding a press conference, they are hitting a lot more people than Nintendo's directed, even though the news stories will still go up on IGN. All of them still will and get at least somewhat equal coverage.
Yeah.
The fact that there's no press conference means that less people are going to be hit with that information, and the information that is hit from Nintendo will be seen as less important because it wasn't shown in some official press conference setting. It kind of sucks, but that's the way it seems, especially with people saying that even this year, oh, Nintendo's not going to E3.
Yeah. It is a joke on NeoGAF at this point.
Yeah. And I guess, before we close, is this the end of the E3 press conference? Nintendo was not the first to duck out of E3 press conferences. They weren't the first to do this. We're not totally doing a press conference, but we're doing a video instead. And they won't be the last.
They're more important than Konami, though.
That's totally true. But it's like, I don't think they're setting any trends yet. Until they make this work, they aren't setting shit. In fact, last year did nothing good for them.
I agree. And like I said, I think they will learn from last year and make a second attempt that will hopefully be way better and maybe even successful.
Sure.
But that remains to be seen. There's a lot of, I can't imagine they'll flub it as much as they did last year. There wasn't bad announcement-wise. It was just a little unexciting, and there were some rough edges around it. I think those rough edges will very likely be smoothed out, and I hope that the content that they are showing is fucking awesome.
I do, too. I just want video games to be great and surprising and magical. That's all I want. I want Nintendo to bring it back.
That's a good note to end on. So thanks for listening. We'll be talking more about E3 in the March up to it, because news will probably slow down to a crawl, although we will be talking about Mario Golf and Kirby and Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Golf!
But if you want to hear more E3 predictions and retrospectives and all that jazz, write us at connectivity@nintendoreport.com. Maybe ask us a question directed about E3 if you want to hear us talk more about it. We will. I'll say it here so that way we actually do it. I know at least me and Mike Sklens will be talking about E3 2003. That was when he was at. And we might be pulling in some NWR staffers who, or I guess I should say Planet GameCube staffers that attended E3 2004, not 2003. It's 2014. We're going to look at the one 10 years ago, not 11, because we looked back at 2003 last year. We're going to do 2004 this year. I hope you enjoy that. And thanks for listening to this segment.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget you can send listener mail to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. Maybe you want to ask us a question about E3 or something like that, which would be fantastic. I promise we'll read it. And then if you've got a moment, please also rate and review the show on iTunes. And again, really sorry about only having one segment this week. It really sucks when you record a whole segment and can't do anything with it because there's no audio. But we're going to try and get it fixed. If we can, we'll throw it on a future episode. But if not, I guess that one's just lost forever. Sorry.